people say, oh, I fixed my gut health and my anxiety went away, or I exercised and my anxiety went away. That's fine. But to me, you're just covering up the symptoms. It's easier to say I'm going to cut gluten than it is to sit with the old pain of being bullied, abandoned, neglected, hurt. It's just easier to do these superficial things than it is to actually go and do the deeper work. Many of these gurus promote brain chemicals like dopamine will heal your anxiety. And dopamine alone isn't going to heal you. It's going to give you some motivation. It's going to give you a look at life that's a little more optimistic, but it's up to you. It's up to your nervous system to create thoughts based on that energy. If you're creating negative thoughts based on the increased dopamine that you get, you're just making yourself worse. What we really need to heal is... Hello and welcome, my fellow anxiety warriors. I don't like the term anxiety warrior because it makes me feel like you're trying to fight something. And we're really not trying to fight something with our anxiety, because the anxiety is really the younger version of us who wasn't seen, heard, open to, understood, loved, and defended. And the idea of being a warrior against that child just rubs me the wrong way. There's just something about it I don't like. There's a few things about anxiety healing that I think we get wrong. One is, if your blood sugar was fine, you wouldn't have anxiety. If your gut health was fine, you wouldn't have anxiety. If you exercised, you wouldn't have anxiety. And I think these things all help. They all help you, but they're not going to heal you. If exercise healed you, you would be fixed from just exercise. But there's points in our lives where we have surgery or we can't exercise and then the anxiety comes back. So we're really just throwing a blanket over these things. We're kind of hiding the anxiety. The anxiety is still there. We've just done this coping strategy to overcome it in a way, or make us not feel it so much. My plan is to show you how to heal it at the root, so that improving your gut health, exercising, all that kind of thing helps you in a secondary way, but we're not relying on those things to heal us. And I think it's really important to understand that anxiety is a deep emotional issue, probably held in the default mode network of your brain. And as I do more research on this, I really see that the default mode network really contains this continuous sense of self, this kind of echo chamber that we live in every day. And if we live in this echo chamber of protection, which we learned as children, we either learn that life is about connection. If you have parents that are good for you and love you unconditionally and are great, you learn life is about connection. But if you have parents that don't see you, don't repair, are the cause of your anxiety, that's deeper. That's something that we actually have to fix at a deeper emotional level. And just fixing these relatively superficial things, although they are important, don't really get to the root cause of anxiety. So today I want to talk about these things that people say, oh, I fixed my gut health and my anxiety went away, or I exercised and my anxiety went away. That's fine. That's fine. But to me, that's covering something up. It's not really bringing something up to the surface to heal it. You're just covering up the symptoms, which is what we're accused of a lot of as medical doctors, just giving pharmaceuticals to cover symptoms when we're not really getting at the root cause of the problem. So I want to address this today. So this is what I want to really talk about, is why just fixing your gut isn't going to fix your anxiety. And again, fixing your gut is a great idea, but it's not the whole thing. It's not what's going to heal you ultimately. If anything, it's going to lower your threshold for feeling the symptoms. It'll make you feel better, but it's not really getting at the root cause. And if your diet goes off, which everybody does at some point in their lives, the anxiety is probably going to come right back. So we have to go deeper. We have to create the sense of safety and maybe do some deeper somatic work along with fixing your gut, along with exercising, along with doing these things. We have to do these things as well as do the deeper work if we want to heal in the long term. So have you ever been succumbed to the thing? Like, if I just cut out wheat or dairy or gluten or take a probiotic, that'll fix my gut and my anxiety will go away. And then there's people that will say, I healed my gut and my anxiety went away. It just disappeared once I healed my gut. Well, maybe for some people that works. But again, I think you're just covering up a symptom. So gut health is important, but it's not the true root cause of most chronic anxiety, in my opinion. And in this episode, I want to explore why the ability to heal physically depends on emotional space and what you can do if you're truly feeling stuck, if you're unable to connect with that younger version of you. That's what's going to block your healing more than doing these external things that help you, if that made sense. I'm not sure if that made sense. But we all want a quick fix. It's the human urge to solve anxiety quickly in a sort of a linear, tangible way, especially when it feels overwhelming or shameful. You know, it's easier to say I'm going to cut gluten than it is to sit with the old pain of being bullied, abandoned, neglected, hurt. It's just easier to do these superficial things than it is to actually go and do the deeper work. And when you're in overdrive, fight or flight, your brain wants control. It wants certainty. It looks at these ads and goes, yes, that's what'll do it. Controlling my blood sugar, that will do it. Exercising, that's going to heal me. But it's like, no, it doesn't work that way. For most people, for some it does. But again, they're sort of throwing a blanket on it. When they stop doing these things, it comes right back. So that's why these supplements and diets feel attractive. They give us a sense of control. They give us a sense that, oh, there's nothing wrong with me personally if I just have to fix my gut. That's it. If I fix my gut, everything else will go away. And that's not wrong. If you fix your gut, you will help yourself, but it just might not be enough. And I fear that people will say, I'm fixing my gut and I still have anxiety and I was promised that this would heal me, but it really didn't. So there's a lot of popular health trends out there that say, I'm going to heal your anxiety. And many of them fall short because they're on this superficial plane. They don't actually get at the root cause of the problem. And gut health and probiotics are one of them. It's often positioned that your anxiety is due to an intolerance in your gut. Most of the serotonin is produced in your gut. You have a nervous system in your gut. All of those things are true. But where we store our anxiety, where we store our alarm, may be in the gut, but it may be in other parts of our body as well. And just healing the gut is not going to heal your anxiety, although it helps. So the bottom line is you need to feel safe. You need a calm body. A calm body and a feeling of safety, even if it's for 10 seconds, even if you're creating a safety in your system for 10 seconds, you're doing something that blocks the old hypervigilant, I'm in trouble, I'm in danger pattern. And anything, even in the short term, that gives you this sense of safety is going to help you heal. It creates this foundation of healing. And on top of that foundation, things like gut health, anxiety, our diet, all these things will help you so much more, but you have to create this foundation in your body of safety. And I think what we often do as people with anxiety is we're constantly feeling like we're under threat. We're constantly feeling that we don't have control over what's going on. And we never really take those 10 to 15 second breaks to show, hey, I am safe. Every morning when I wake up, I have a meditation at one of my hypnomeditations that I make that says, you are safe in this moment. You are safe in this moment. Feel the bed pushing up on you with an equal and opposite force that you push down on it. Feel that you are safe in this moment. Even if you're worried about 500 other things that may happen in your future, in this moment, right now, right here, right now, you are safe. And really drill that in over and over and over and over. And as many times as you can take these 10 to 15 second breaks where you just say, I am safe in this moment. Feel your feet, relax your shoulders, relax your jaw. I am safe in this moment. I am safe in this moment. You can do it right now if you want. Close your eyes, relax your shoulders, relax your jaw, and just acknowledge that in this moment, you are completely safe, because we don't do that enough. I think this hypervigilance that we take on since we're children gives us this constant, omnipresent air of danger when there's no danger there, because we do that in an attempt to keep ourselves safe. We think, if I'm ready for the danger, I'll be prepared for it. I can handle it better. Doesn't really work that way. You're basically just wearing yourself out for the times that you do get anxious and stressed. So it's really important to break that habit, break that cycle, and tell yourselves a number of times a day, using one of my hypnometitations or just using your own hand on your chest, taking a few deep breaths, and just saying, I am safe in this moment. As much as I'm worried about this public speaking thing that I have to do tomorrow or going to the dentist in 2 days, in this moment that I'm in right now, in the moment that I'm in right now, I'm completely safe. Because this, you didn't get this when you were a child. There was always this sense that the other shoe was going to drop. And when we have that sense that the other shoe is going to drop, we never let down our guard. And unconsciously, that becomes the way we live life. That becomes ingrained in our default mode, in our brains, that we're always vigilant. We're always on guard. We can never let our guard down. And that just feeds the anxiety. That just feeds the alarm. Just makes it impossible to heal. So it's understanding that we need to create these islands of safety every day, and a number of them. And the more we create these islands of safety over time, they kind of congeal into a landmass that we can start feeling comfortable in. We can stay in that because we have shown ourselves, yes, I am safe. I am actually safe in this moment. I'm actually safe for the next 15 seconds, the next 15 minutes. I'm safe. And when you do that, you counter this unconscious, automatic, default mode network setting that you're not safe, that you have to be vigilant, that you have to watch out for anything that can come and blindside you. Because maybe as a child, that's what happened. That's what happened with me. My dad would be fine for a while, and then he would drop into mania or depression or psychosis. So it's really important to create that sense of, I am safe in this moment, a number of times a day, and really feel it, not just say it. You really have to feel it. So I know I went off on a bit of a tangent there, but it's really important that you understand that you can create your own sense of safety. And the more you do it consciously and unconsciously in the feeling of safety, the more of a foundation you create for the insights that you have in therapy, or the things that you start working, if you're working on parts work in IFS, or you're doing any kind of therapy, the more foundation of safety you have, the more likely that those insights, those things that you learn, are going to stick. So getting back to gut health. So a lot of these things say you have to go on an anti-inflammatory diet and you have to avoid processed food, sugar, gluten, all this sort of stuff. Now, those things do create inflammation in your body. They do. But everything in moderation. If you're eating Häagen-Dazs 5 times a day, yeah, your anxiety is probably not going to be easy to control. But if you're eating a semi-normal diet, I don't think you have to restrict everything. I'm not a gut health expert. There is a Christine Bassar, I think, was on my podcast months ago. She did a great job of explaining it. But there's no magic bullet. As I said, you really have to go deeper. The gut is huge. I mean, I think we're inundated with this thing that, oh, the gut is everything. You have this brain in your gut, and if you heal your gut, everything else is going to come online. And I don't think that's true. I think it's going to help. I don't think it's going to hurt you, but I don't think I'm buying into this thing. Like, if you heal your gut, everything else is going to get better. Just like if you create more energy in your cells, everything's going to get better. Just like if you exercise, everything's going to get better. Sure, they may help symptomatically, but unless you go back and connect with that wounded child inside of you, all these other things are just distractions. They're not really going to help you. So, you know, many of these gurus promote like brain chemicals, like dopamine will heal your anxiety. But dopamine alone isn't going to heal you. It's going to give you some motivation. It's going to give you a look at life that's a little more optimistic. But again, it's up to you. It's up to your nervous system to create thoughts based on that energy. So if you're creating negative thoughts based on the increased dopamine that you get, you're just making yourself worse. And in fact, you get stuck in freeze that way. When you start using the energy that you created for evil instead of good, you're just making your anxiety worse. So it's really addressing the appropriate things that are going to be the best bang for the buck for you. And gut health may be one of them, but I really take issue with this fact that, you know, heal your gut and your anxiety is going to go away. I don't think that that's a realistic explanation, but it is seductive. People do want that quick fix. And again, I don't think healing your gut is going to hurt you, but I don't think it's the massive quick fix that everyone's saying it's going to be on the internet. I remember being in med school, and it was important that you eat a healthy diet in med school. We're under a lot of stress and that kind of thing, but I was in such deep alarm. It was so hard for me to eat healthy. That's the other thing about having anxiety and then focusing on gut health is that when you're anxious, when you're alarmed, it takes a tremendous amount of energy to focus on getting the proper diet. I'm not saying it can't be done, but I'm just saying it's really difficult that when you're an alarm to do anything really positive for yourself. So it becomes this, how much time, how much energy am I going to put into this one thing when maybe something else like creating a sense of safety is going to provide me with more bang for the buck early on in my healing. And once I feel more grounded, then I can look at gut health. Then I can look at increasing my exercise schedule. But really, it's important to create this sense of somatic peace inside your body. That's so critical because everything is based on that. Everything is based on how safe you can feel. Once you feel safe and you start having that sense of self that you want to take care of yourself, then it's so much easier to eat better, to exercise. But if you're forcing yourself to eat better, exercise because you think you should, that often just adds more alarm to the system that's already deep in alarm. And the alarm, especially a lot of us worriers, we're very goal-directed. We're very goal-driven. So if we get a bone with, I'm going to exercise five times a day and or five times a week, maybe five times a day, and I'm going to eat better. And we do this thing and then we fail because we don't have enough emotional energy to do these things that we're supposed to do to heal ourselves, then adds a lot of guilt and shame. And we don't really put ourselves forward. So it's almost like pick your battles, bite off what you can chew at the time. I'm saying prioritize something that grounds you in your body first. Once you do that, then the other things become easier. What we really need to heal is nervous system safety. That's the foundation. That's the root that we need to put down before we can grow the tree of healing. The foundation is so important. You're not going to build a 10-story building on a foundation of dirt. It's just going to sink and collapse every time. So once you've created this sense of regulation, and by all means, do MBRX, do my hypnometeditations every day. Get into a supportive state where you feel that you're a team with the younger version of you. You are connected to that younger child in you and you want to take care of them. You don't do it because you have to. You don't exercise because you have to. You don't look after your gut because you have to. You do it because you want to take care of that little child who got abused or abandoned or neglected or bullied. You want to look after them. You want to see them, hear them, open to them, understand them, love them, and defend them. That's what you want to do. Once you get that grounding, once you get that foundation, then all these other things become so much easier. It's so hard to just say, oh, I'm going to exercise five times a week and then force yourself to do it. And then when you ultimately fail, which most of us do, then we feel shame and guilt, which feeds the alarm and puts us right back into that cycle that says, I'm never getting better from anxiety. This anxiety is never going to heal because you're probably trying to do too much too soon without enough emotional regulation. So in my method, you find the alarm in your body. For me, it's in my solar plexus. Some people it's in their chest. Some people it's in their heart. And connecting with that feeling, because that feeling is really the younger version of you asking to be seen, heard, open to, loved, and defended. That's really what that feeling is. And when you practice these somatic tools every day, I'm safe in this moment. I'm safe in this moment. Listening to my hypnometeditations, getting to a place where you feel safe in your body. It won't happen right away, but it will happen when you do it on a regular basis. You really need to focus on the child, focus on relaxing your shoulders, relaxing your jaw, just generally saying, am I safe in this moment? And realizing, yes, I am safe in this moment. Saying that so many times a day where you start creating these islands of safety. And in these islands of safety, they eventually congeal into a landmass of safety. And that's where we can have a platform to healing. That's the foundation to our healing, is this safety first. You see it on construction sites. So in a way, you're a work in progress. You're a work under construction. Safety first. That's really what we have to do. Now, I'm not saying that you can't create safety and look after your gut and exercise at the same time. But the most important part of that is looking after the younger version of you, creating that foundation. Because otherwise, that child in you that's scared, that's frightened, that's lonely, will sabotage you. They won't allow you to get to the point where you are able to do these other things because they're so busy trying to get your attention with the alarm. So until you pay attention to that child that's in you, and I know this sounds kind of woo, but it was the only thing that worked for me after 35 freaking years of every type of therapy. Until I really connected with that younger version of me and really found compassion for the bullying that he went through, for what he went through with his dad, and really saw him for what he was and realized that he contains the very best parts of me. The very best parts of me come from him. So the foundation is connecting to him first. And then once you do that, then you can do things like look at your gut health, look at your exercise. And like I say, you can do them both at the same time, but just realize that the foundation, the primary thing that you have to do is connect with that younger version of you. That's how we heal our anxiety at the root. That's how anxiety healing stays. All these other things, cognitive therapies, diet and exercise, watching your glucose, exercising, gut health, they become secondary. Because unless we have the foundation and platform of safety, love, connection, and compassion for our younger selves, all this other stuff has no place to ground. It has no place to root. And really, that's how we heal. We heal in the long term by creating a really powerful foundation. And then those habits, that gut health habit or that exercise habit, is likely to stick. You're likely to continue with it. But if you're just doing it as a means to an end, I'm fixing my gut health because I want to heal my anxiety, it's likely not going to work because you're putting the horse before the cart, or putting the cart before the horse. I always get that mixed up. So it's understanding that healing yourself, creating these islands of safety in yourself, is the foundation. And then on top of that, we can start doing the other things that we need to finalize our healing. But trying to use gut health or exercise in a way as a crutch to reduce our anxiety symptoms is only going to last so long. To review, you have to find the alarm in your body. That is primary. You have to find the alarm in your body. And my MBRX program shows you exactly how to do that with a meditation. And then you connect with the inner child that's attached to that alarm program. And then you practice these somatic tools and these hypnomeditations daily. And then you layer on a support diet, supplements, gut healing. On top of that foundation, you start with the work that creates space and safety. And then you'll have the energy to care for your body, both the body of yourself today and the body of that child that so badly needs you. And when you create that foundation, then you can start actually healing. Then what you do actually sticks. So the desire to heal through food and exercise, it's not wrong. It's just incomplete. The best supplement for anxiety is safety. That's the best supplement for anxiety is safety. I wish we had safety in a pill. The best detox is present moment awareness. And the best anti-inflammatory thing you can do is reconnect with the part of you, the child part of you that feels unsafe. So when you slow down, you drop in and you connect to that deeper part of you, even though it's painful, even though it hurts to go back and find that child. I've said a number of times, and if you listen to me, you understand this, you'll maybe get tired of it. But anxiety results as a separation of your adult self and your child self and your mind from your body. So when you can resolve that separation of your adult self from your child self, you create a foundation that allows you to connect better your mind and your body. And things like gut health, exercise will help you do that. But the ultimate foundation of all of that is creating a sense of safety in you now, so that child can relive a state of safety that maybe it never felt when you were a child. Maybe there was always this omnipresent fear that the other shoe was going to drop. And I talk to so many of my anxiety patients and they say, this is the first time, like working with me is the first time they've ever felt safe. And then on top of that, they don't trust safety because they've never felt it, which is another reason I should probably do in a whole nother podcast on resistance to healing our anxiety, because we believe that the anxiety is actually keeping us safe, because as children, that was the illusion, the hypervigilance, the overthinking, the going into our head to avoid the alarm in our body was a way that we avoided the pain, but we just kicked it down the road. And usually we pick it back up in our mid-30s, early 40s after a divorce or two, speaking from experience here. But until we really connect and treat that child with the respect and love and compassion that they deserve, that they didn't get back then, we're not going to heal. So it's really creating this sense of connection with yourself. Gut health is important. Exercise is important. Absolutely. But that connection with yourself provides you with the energy and the wherewithal and the desire to look after yourself as a whole. And I'll see you next time.